This is Pat from the Linux Link Tech Show, and I am recording another episode of TWAT. Today, I will be talking about hacking your Bluetooth cell phone in Linux. Now, I guess the first question that begs to be answered is, why would you want to hack your cell phone? I guess the real reason is most new cell phones have Bluetooth capability, and some of the other capabilities they have is you can take pictures, you can record voice recordings, you can do some video, you can also play ringtones, which are just basically little audio files of popular songs that are out right now. A lot of times, these cell phone companies such as Verizon or Singular will charge you anywhere between $4 to $5 for a single ringtone. And what the heck is a ringtone? All it is like a 20-30 second clip of a song. So if you want to spend money on ringtones, you know, be my guest. The other thing that they charge you is taking pictures and emailing yourself the pictures. Now, these guys will tell you the only way that you can get the image off your cell phone is to email yourself, and they'll charge you 25 cents a clip to do that. Personally, I think that's is highway robbery, and there are a bunch of bastards for doing that. But that's another issue. So what can you do about it? Well, what you can do is you can pull the images and everything else off your phone. Now, you could get a USB cable for your phone and do that, but the only thing with that is the USB cables for a lot of these different cell phone manufacturing companies, they're specific to that particular phone. So if you go out and spend, you know, $30 on a USB cable, it'll only work on your Motorola or it'll only work on your LG phone. The other option is the newer phones have Bluetooth capability built into them. Now, most of the time what they use this Bluetooth capability for is for wireless earbuds to listen in while you're on the road, and or a wireless microphone, you know, like a hands-free set while you're driving to talk and take calls and talk. Another cool thing that you can do is gain access to your cell phone with this wireless Bluetooth capability. So I did a little bit of research, and I found out that Linux has a lot of support for Bluetooth. The main thing that you want to use, well, the first thing you need is you need to have the Bluetooth modules included in your kernel. So most of the newer kernels have this already included, anywhere from 2.6.10 onward, I believe. If your current kernel doesn't have that, you can download a new version of your kernel and just go in and configure that manually. I won't go into that because that's a topic for another day. So being said, you need to have the modules included in your kernel to do Bluetooth. So once you have your modules included, what you probably need to do is get a USB Bluetooth dongle. Now they vary in price anywhere between $20 to $40 depending on which make and model you get. I personally picked up a D-Link DB-Tooth 120 for about $32, and that works pretty well. As soon as I popped that into my Linux box, booting up the system immediately saw there was a Bluetooth device, and it loaded up the modules without any issue. Now, the next piece of software that you want to have on your Linux box to Bluetooth hacking is there's a bunch of low-level tools called the BlueZ. Now, the BlueZ packages are all command line. There's a bunch of low-level tools that it's all command line driven, where you can ping your phone, you can actually go in and initiate transfers of files back and forth. But what's a little easier to work with is on the newer versions of KDE, they have what's called the KDE Bluetooth Framework. What this is it includes everything that the BlueZ project has, all the low-level tools that are required for that, plus it has a bunch of GUI apps that you can use to do the same thing, and it's quite nice. You install the packages, and then you can make connections with your phone. Now, I have a Motorola V551 phone, and there is a PIN number that's on the phone. by default, the number set as 1234. When I was trying to connect to my phone, what would happen was my computer would see the phone would see the computer, I would try to initiate a connection, and it would reject. Now, this was driving me crazy, and I tried one thing. I was speaking to John Gordon, who's one of the Debian guys. He's also an author in a bunch of different books related to Linux and Python and so forth. And he has the same exact phone as I did, and he was doing the same thing. So he recommended maybe changing the password, and I tried that, and lo and behold, once I changed the password to a different that was different than the default password that was on the phone, I was able to connect. And once the connection's made the first time, you don't have to enter the password on subsequent connections. So the connection was made. The KDE Bluetooth interface is nice because it integrates nicely with Conqueror File Manager. So once the connection was made, I opened up Conqueror and I could see my phone and I could see different directories inside the phone. So what I did was I can go in and I could see a bunch of pictures that I'd taken. I was able just to drag and drop them from the phone folder onto my desktop folder. No problems whatsoever. I was also able to pull down some videos that I pulled off, as well as some voice recordings that I did. So going from the phone to the computer, no problems. Now, the other cool thing I wanted to try was creating some ringtones and also uploading some graphics. So I downloaded some graphics off the internet related to Linux, some Tux Penguin images and some Debian images, and I was able to push those to the phone. And then once I fired up the phone, I could see the images in my image folder on the phone. So I was able to customize my images, you know, with a nice Linux look to it. Another cool thing was doing ringtones. Now, I looked around on the internet, and I found a bunch of different tools that are available to do ringtone creation. Mr. Bass's Guide to Ringtones, which was written by this guy who has a bunch of really cool how-tos, all different techie-related how-tos that he has on his website. The main thing that you need to do to create your own ringtone, at least for one of the newer phones that has MP3 capability, is take an MP3 file of a song that you like that you would like to use as a ringtone. What you do is you take, say, a 30-second clip of it in Audacity, and then once you have the 30-second clip, you need to do a couple of things. You'll need to make the file mono, and that's pretty straightforward to do if you follow Mr. Bass's guide. And the other thing you need to do is lower the bitrate. Okay? The reason why you need to lower the bitrate, because obviously the phone has only certain capabilities, unlike a computer or an audio player. So the bitrate you want to go to is 24, which sets it to 16,000 hertz, I believe. And then once you do that, you re-encode the file, and then you copy the file onto your phone. And then once it's on your phone, you can use that as a ringtone. And I was able to do this with several different songs that I currently have, and I like to use them as ringtones. So take a look. There's lots of documentation. You might need to use a different format for your audio files, for your ringtones. Some of the older phones have customized codecs that are specific only for ringtones. This RTTT L2 format. And there are utilities for that. I have a bunch of posts on my blog if you guys want to check out. My blog is pdavila.homelinux.org/blog. That's pdavila.homelinux.org/blog. And I've got three posts talking about hacking on the cell phone. So if you guys have any questions, please feel free to email me at pdavila@thelinuxlink.net. And now we'll talk to you next time. Take care. Thanks. Bye.